Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself.
There are a lot of different things to try out there. And basically, I would say that there isn't one diet that works. The diet that works is the one that you're able to stick to.
This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have Laura Jackson here with me today. She is a personal trainer, nutrition coach, a culinary nutrition expert, an IDFA figure pro, and a journalist. And you can find a lot of her stuff on laurajacksonfitness.com. Now, I've had the personal pleasure of getting to know this lady on a couple of different levels, and I just think the world of her. And we were out having a coffee, and she told me about some of the amazing things she's done, her flat tummy diet, which we're going to talk about today. And so please join me, although she can't hear you, but maybe you're giving her a silent clap for your warm welcome. So welcome, Laura.
Thank you so much, Amber, and thank you for your very kind words. And I feel the exact same way about you. It's been wonderful getting to know you over the past couple of months.
All right, Laura. So I told you before we hopped on the call, we're going to do rapid fire. So again, guidelines for this are like one or two words or a sentence, but keeping your answers short and brief. Okay, you ready?
Yep, go for it.
Okay, first off, where are you from? Where do you live now?
I'm from Grimsby, Ontario, and I live in Toronto, Ontario.
Ah, I also live in Toronto, Ontario, but you know that, but maybe other people don't. Do you ever get food cravings? And if so, how do you manage them?
I do. I've gotten really good at finding healthy alternatives.
Okay. Do you call food treat or cheat meals something different?
Usually cheat meals.
Cheat meals? Okay. Who has been the most influential person to your health and wellness success?
I would say a woman by the name of Maggie D, who was a 10-time oxygen cover fitness model. She got me into health and fitness about 8 years ago.
Okay. Wow. Intuitive eating or a food plan?
Food plan.
Favorite workout?
I love training shoulders.
I'm a huge shoulders fan too. Favorite way to engage in self-care?
Oh, I love writing, and I love working out, and just sometimes just chilling out and watching Netflix.
One thing you think of when you hear the word self-love?
Oh, just every day remembering that you just have to give it your best, just loving yourself through the ups and the downs of life.
I love that. So we're going to get into some tips, but one tip that has been key to managing your body weight.
I would say the main thing has been eliminating sugar and refined carbohydrates from my diet.
Okay. Well, I guess that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today, isn't it?
Awesome. Yes, we are.
This is exciting. Okay. So can you tell, I know that you shared this with me a little bit, but can you go back to the beginning of your fitness journey where you actually did some eliminating and what happened for you?
Yeah, for sure. So it was back about 8 years ago. I was at a stage in my life where I was kind of unhealthy. I had gained a bit of weight. We were living in the United States for my husband's job, and I knew I had to do something. So I had referred to a woman named Maggie D, who I had hired back in the day, who was a fitness model, personal trainer. I hired her to sort of help me get back on track. And she had me do 2 weeks where I had to eliminate all forms of sugar, including fruit. And probably the hardest thing I had ever done, but probably the best thing I had ever done for myself, because I was severely addicted to sugar at that time.
Wow. So big change. You decided, she got you to do this and you gave up sugar, and you would describe yourself as severely addicted to it at that time.
Oh, absolutely. And for those of you who know about these little, those little Swedish berry candies, those gummies, those were, that was my go-to. Like every day I would eat those. And I knew I had to stop it. I just didn't know how. I didn't know how I was going to do it. And this woman, Maggie, helped me, and she helped me realize the reason why I was working so hard in the gym, yet I wasn't seeing results.
Oh my gosh. I think that's something so many people can relate to, and I can relate to, is going to the gym. And you're like on Pinterest or whatever, talking to your friends about what exercise should I do. And it's like, I'm doing it, but nothing is happening. Did that ever happen to you?
Absolutely. And now I work, you know, I'm very passionate about health and fitness as a result of all this. I have been a certified trainer for many years, but I was one of those trainers who didn't really look the part, if you know what I mean. And now as a trainer, I see it all the time when I'm in the gym or when I'm out and about. I see people working so hard to get results, and yet, you know, they still look the same. You can tell they're still really struggling. And I have to say, you know, it's all about the food. Like, it definitely is all about what you're putting in your mouth. So you really have to be mindful at all times of what you're eating and how much you're eating, portions. It really, really does matter. And so if you're not getting results, you know, I encourage you to turn to your diet and, you know, see what's going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, how interesting that you've said that is, you know, we all struggle, right? And we're struggling. And we want to take a look and think, okay, if I'm doing the same thing over and over again, it's not working. Okay, what can I turn to? So you do the sugar detox. What were some of the biggest results you noticed in yourself?
I would say the first thing I noticed was that I stopped craving it. And I think that is the hardest part for most of us, is this vicious cycle. We know we want to stop. We know it's sabotaging our goals, but how do you stop when every day you're craving it? So that was the first thing I noticed. My goal at the time was I wanted to see my abs at the time. And so I wanted to be like one of the girls on the fitness magazines. I'm like, you know, how come I can't look like that? Am I bound by poor genetics? Like, that's what I seriously thought. And then I did this and, you know, I started to see like the belly fat going away, and I started to see definition in my stomach. And that was so exciting for me because I realized, no, I wasn't bound by my genetics, and I actually was in full control of my body.
And I'm so glad that you said that, because I think so many of us think, oh, that could never be me. I can never be in control of my body. You know, my genetics just won't do that. Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's turn over. Let's move into a little bit. Can you take us through, you know, what is this flat tummy diet? What's its origin? Is it connected to anything we're talking about? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I came up with the concept basically because of what I had gone through, number one. And number two, when I started working with clients and helping them, you know, achieve their goals, I realized that, you know, the one thing that was standing in the way was what they were putting in their mouths and what they were eating. So basically, I created this quiz, which anyone can take, and it basically asks you a series of questions sort of about your lifestyle, your cravings and whatnot, and then guides you. So I give you actually a full week of guidance. Every single day you're going to get, you know, encouragement and tips on how to get on track and how to get a flat tummy. Because I believe that most of us want to achieve that, we just don't really know how. So I just give my many years of experience from my own self and also from what I've noticed with my own clients.
Okay. Wow. So you said you have a quiz.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. And where can people find this quiz if they wanted to know more about their lifestyle or some of the cravings that they're having?
Right. So basically just go to my website. It's laurajacksonfitness.com.
Okay.
Visit dumbbellsandhighheels.com, which is my online magazine for women. So once you go to either of those sites, you will see the link, and then you can just jump right into the quiz.
Okay. Wow. So this flat tummy diet quiz, it's going to help people understand some of the things that they're going to need to do, or maybe what some of their barriers are to achieving this flat tummy.
Absolutely. So okay, just basically identifying what could be standing in their way and then giving them the tools to address those issues. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So today, would you be willing to share with us some ideas, some tools, or some encouragement that people could begin to think about, or maybe even some of the common problems you see for people when it comes to achieving that flat tummy?
Absolutely. So the one thing, or the first thing I'm going to talk about is water intake. So this is really common. If you are someone who maybe you love drinking coffee, which I can totally relate to, but yet you don't drink enough water, this can definitely contribute to bloating in the stomach, because what happens is your body will retain water because it doesn't think it's getting any more fluid. So simply by drinking water, aim to drink, you know, 1 to 2 liters per day is a great start. You will definitely notice a difference. And then, like I said, you know, cutting out, you know, culprits like sugar, excess carbohydrates can lead to belly bloating as well. You know, those are just a couple of tips. And those are things that I talk about through my flat tummy program.
Okay, so water intake being really important. I think that's something people so easily overlook.
Yeah.
And do you have any suggestions for people about how to get in their water? Like, I know that can be kind of a silly thing, but I know it's something people struggle with a lot.
I know, for sure. And this may seem a little bit silly, but what I like to do is I like to keep a tab of what I've been drinking. So I'll write it down on a piece of paper and just kind of make a game out of it, even like just, you know, make 10 lines and then cross them off when I've had them, you know, carrying water with you around throughout the day. And then this is something that I do. So I'm very sensitive to temperature changes and I really, really dislike cold water. So much so that I will fill bottles of purified water and put them on my counter the night before. So that, and that helps me to drink water because I really, really love it at room temperature. So sort of things, little things like that, like planning ahead, or if there's like, you know, a certain brand of water that you like, you know, those are just ways that you can do it. Some people like to add some lemon. I don't really encourage artificial sweeteners in your water. I know there's a lot of little, I forget what it's called, but there's a few different brands out there like Crystal Light and those types of things. I really like to avoid those things. But yeah, using something natural like lemon could help you as well. But for me, the trick is room temperature always.
Wow. Okay. And you know what? Interesting. I'm usually room temperature water too. And I will go to many lengths to have my water at room temperature. Yesterday I was teaching all day, and whenever you go to places, they put ice in your water, and I pour my water as soon as I get there into many cups, and I wait till it gets to room temperature. If I can't get my hands on a person and make sure they're filling my jug with room temperature water, I'm sensitive to that cold too. But there's other days where I'm like, all I want is it cold. But I think it's that listening to your body a little bit to know like what fits best for you, right?
Absolutely. I didn't know that about you. See, look how much we have in common, eh, Amber?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. I don't know. I really like room temperature things, especially, yeah, because I don't like being cold. Every once in a while, I want something cold, but for the most part, I want it to be room temperature.
Exactly.
Okay, so another thing you mentioned is carb intake.
Yes.
In there somewhere. Tell us a little bit about carbohydrate intake, or what would be a suggestion to begin to change that to see if it has an impact?
Yeah, so everybody is different in terms of their carbohydrate tolerance. For me personally, I do much better on a lower carb, higher fat diet, but everybody's different because everybody has a different genetic makeup and a different body type. So the key is to just sort of see how your body responds to different amounts of carbohydrates and really pay attention to portions. Like, so for women, for example, like I would say, you know, a cupped handful of starch. So say like, you know, say it's brown rice, that would be a serving, right? And a lot of us go beyond that because we're not really keeping an eye on our portion. So that can definitely change things for you. So keeping an eye on your portions, the type, the quality of the carbohydrate is also very important, and it has to do with your blood sugar levels. So you want to, you know, have whole grains, that type of thing. You know, as long as you have that, then your blood sugar should be stable, and then it's not going to create this insulin production, which is going to cause your body to store that sugar as fat rather than put it in your muscles to be used later, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about the type of carbohydrate, how much you're having, and really just paying attention to those cues. You know, look in the mirror, see how your body's responding, how your digestive system's responding to those carbohydrates. That really is the best way to know and to, you know, practice possible elimination type dieting. So, you know, taking away those foods that maybe make you feel bloated, maybe you don't feel well, that type of thing. So mm-hmm. just really, really being in tune to your own body and how different foods are affecting your body.
You know, that's really interesting to kind of think about eliminating it just to see what would happen and to experiment with maybe a lower carb, higher fat. It's actually something maybe I have done at some point, but not in a very long time. And I also liked your suggestion there about, you know, thinking about the carbohydrate should fit in a hand. And if you're really going beyond that, then man, your plate is probably full with too much carbohydrate. And I know for me, I didn't actually know what a portion was for a lot of my life. I had no idea. You know, you just put on your plate and eat. But yet baffled by, why don't I look how I want to look? Why is nothing working? So I love that suggestion that you gave there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, it definitely works. And I love using my hands because it's just so simple and your hands are always with you, right? So you don't need to have that scale or that type of thing with you. You can just, you know, you have your hand, you're out at a restaurant, just kind of even eyeballing it. And after a while, you really do get used to knowing what a proper portion looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that how you just got rid of the excuse. Like, I don't have my measuring cup. I don't have my scale. Well, you do have your hand on you for most people. So I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So in this flat tummy, we are looking at water intake, carbohydrate intake. Is there anything else that people can begin to kind of look at or think about if they're starting to consider what on earth would they need to think about if they're noticing they're not getting results?
Yeah. So another thing is looking at your macronutrients. So if you're going to, you know, figure out what types of fats, you want to have a balance of the different types of fats, right? So you don't want to just have, you know, saturated fats. So the type of fat is really important. Fat doesn't make you fat, by the way. So a lot of people think that, right? Oh, if I cut out fat, fat is actually really great to have in your diet because it keeps you very satisfied, right? Mm-hmm. Protein as well. Protein is really important because that will also help to keep you satisfied throughout the day. So I really like, you know, practicing having it, like pacing it throughout the day. So having it in each meal, especially in breakfast, because it really sets you up nicely for the day. If you start your breakfast with carbs, chances are, so say you just have carbs, you have like a nice breakfast of pancakes, which sounds delicious, probably within an hour, you're going to be starving again, right? So eating too many calories, that will also, you know, lead to weight gain. So, you know, making sure that you're satisfied throughout the day, you know, having the right fats and, you know, a sufficient amount of protein, usually around 1 gram per pound of body weight is usually what we go by.
Okay. Wow. So paying attention to those macronutrients. And if someone doesn't know what a macronutrient is, can you just give us a quick rundown of what on earth you mean by that?
Sure. So the macronutrients are protein, fats, and carbohydrates, right? So we want to have a little bit of each in your diet, right? In each meal. So say you want to do lower carb, then instead of having a starch, like say rice or potato, you would replace those with a vegetable, a low glycemic vegetable. And that would keep you more on a ketogenic style of eating, which I was referring to. Some people do really well with that when it comes to losing weight or achieving that flat tummy, right? So really being mindful of having those macronutrients. And it's not just about losing weight. It's also feeling good. It's also for your health, right? We definitely need to eat, you know, enough vegetables, enough of the right fats, and, you know, enough protein from various sources as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can you talk to us a little bit about the facts? I know I was talking to someone the other day. They're like, yeah, I'm doing keto and I just don't understand why I'm not losing weight. And they were saying, you know, they're barbecuing their vegetables and they're just walking over to their barbecue and with their vegetables on it. And then they're like just drizzling and drowning their vegetables in olive oil.
Right.
So can you help us understand a little bit about, you know, if fats don't make you fat, what do you need to do with your fats and what should we understand about fats to really think about maybe if we're going for that flat tummy?
Right. So again, it's all about your portions, right? So a serving of fat in a meal would be about one thumb, right? So if you're thinking about in terms of an oil, that would be probably about a tablespoon, which isn't very much. Even though fats are a really great macronutrient, we need them. They're also very calorie dense, which means that if you have too many of them, then it's also, you know, going to contribute to your amount of energy that you're consuming throughout the day, right? So you have to be mindful of your portions, even with fat. So, you know, just dosing something in fat isn't going to help you lose weight if you're going beyond your calorie intake for the day. And your calorie intake should be based on your energy expenditure, right? So if you're somebody who works out every single day, then you want to consider that, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're someone who's quite sedentary, have a desk job, then you want to consider that your calorie intake should be much lower than the person who's working out strenuously for an hour every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, these are good things to notice. And, you know, you said something interesting about getting proteins in. You said you pace this. Yes. So can you give us a rundown if someone has never considered getting protein in throughout their days, like what would be some easy tips or strategies to getting more protein in throughout your day?
Sure. That's a great question, Amber. because I know a lot of people struggle with this, especially if you're working. This means you have to have, you know, some meal prep strategies, right? So for example, for breakfast, you may want to consider doing a protein shake, which is usually really quick and easy because you can just do it in your blender in about 30 seconds, right? Other great sources of protein, chicken breast, lean meats, fish. You know, having a variety, if you're vegetarian, that's great too. You can add in, you know, tofu, eggs, there's egg whites. So there's lots of different sources. But I would say, you know, you definitely will have to meal prep, meaning maybe making your proteins ahead on the weekends and then having them ready to take with you to work. Or this is something I love doing, is having meal replacement shakes. And I integrate those. I'll usually have 1 to 2 a day. That really helps me because I usually tend to have about 5 to 6 smaller meals per day. You can have 3 meals per day. Like there's research that says that, you know, both are fine if you're trying to lose weight. It's your personal preference. I personally don't like that feeling of being really hungry or being overly full. So I like to break up my meals so that I have about 5 to 6 a day. And I find it's very helpful to supplement because it would be really difficult to eat 6 fork and knife meals per day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a great strategy for getting some in, and it's finding too, I guess, like what works best for each person. And if maybe they don't mind being hungry, maybe they like being hungry, maybe they like being really full, and really figuring out like what's actually going to work best for my body as a long-term strategy. Right. Because if you're doing something, it doesn't work. You're like, oh man, this is going to be really hard to maintain.
Well, absolutely. And then different schedules, right? Some people like, you know, work, you know, throughout the entire day and they don't have breaks. So eating, you know, 5 or 6 meals a day, like definitely wouldn't work for them, right? So I think it also depends on your lifestyle and you really have to factor that in, right? And that's why I love, you know, convenience of having supplements as well, because it's making sure that you get those nutrients in as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I like how we're talking about lifestyle and considering it. I mean, I've definitely heard people say like, there's no way I could ever do this because I work shift work, or there's no way I could ever do this because I work all those hours without taking breaks. Or people say like, I just like to eat too many times in the day, but it sounds like you're telling me there could be flexibility to be able to figure out your nutrition for kind of whatever your schedule is.
Absolutely. And there's all types of ways to diet. And I've experimented and I coach people on this, you know, I mean, whether it's fasting, I mean, that's something I do that works very well for a lot of people, including myself. Like I said, there's ketogenic. Some people do, you know, if it fits their macronutrients, they know their macronutrients for the day, and then they kind of eat based on that. So there are a lot of different things to try out there. And basically, I would say that there isn't one diet that works. The diet that works is the one that you're able to stick to.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so far with our flat tummy, and I love the diet that's going to work, is the diet you're going to stick to. That is so key. And so maybe we're making a big transition because maybe we've been eating all of our Swedish berries too, or whatever our sugar of choice is. So we've talked about water, carbohydrates, other macronutrients, fats, proteins. Is there any other things that people can begin if they're starting to contemplate or thinking, you know, maybe I would like to see those abs. They're under there somewhere. Any other suggestions, things people should be dialing in on or starting to think about?
Yeah. So I have a few tips. Like, I think you really got to like pay attention to the small things. So you're out at Starbucks and you want one of those, you know, those big Frappuccino drinks, right? Well, you really have to think twice about that, because that could be the amount of calories in like your entire day, right? So is it really worth it? So really, you know, really choosing your cheats wisely and really thinking, you know, is this something that I really want? Do I really want to drink like all my calories today? And then when you're out at restaurants, pay attention to the other small details, like, you know, salad dressings, you know, cheese, like there's things that, you know, you may be ordering something you think it's healthy, but if you actually look at the calorie intake, you know, it could be, you know, upwards of 15, 17, 2000 calories, right? Which is, you know, beyond your day almost. So, you know, paying attention to the small things and really paying attention to ingredients and avoiding packaged foods as much as possible, because they're typically, you know, full of sugar. You know, I recently wrote an article on my information site, Dumbbells and High Heels, about yogurt and the high amount of sugar in most brands of yogurt. And, you know, it's quite shocking because to most people, this is a health food, right? Eating yogurt.
Yeah.
And something that we like to snack on. So, you know, here's a quick tip: buy the plain Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt's great because it's a little bit higher in protein. And then maybe a teaspoon of no sugar added jam. That way you're controlling the amount of sugar in there. You're getting a little bit of sweetness, or, you know, add a handful of berries, you know, a cupped handful if you want to get the exact right amount of carbohydrates. But, you know, blueberries are really high in antioxidants, you know, so great thing to add. But, you know, just really pay attention to those ingredient lists, because most foods are full of sugar and it's going to sabotage you right away.
I love that. And I think you're so key on those little things, right? And we don't realize, we're like, man, all I've been eating all week is salad, but you don't, you know, pay attention to that new Starbucks Christmas drink you're out having, and you don't realize it has 1500 calories per drink. And so it is important that we pay attention to those little things and kind of figure out what are those details in our life that maybe we're not paying attention to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's the small things. And as we approach the holiday season, you know, a lot of those treats are going to be hanging around. So this is, you know, one other tip I like to give people is, you know, you're going to a party, bring something that's healthy so that you know that at least there's something at the party that you will be able to eat. And my favorite thing to bring would be deviled eggs, high in protein, you know, the right amount of fat, and, you know, usually really delicious and easy to make.
Mm-hmm. I love that as a great strategy. Bring in that delicious thing that you like, bring that too. That's a great choice. The thing I like to do is I find sometimes I go to parties and there's no vegetable tray at all. Mm-hmm. And I like to bring it, and then I load my plate up with, like, you know, whether it's, if it's an appetizer, maybe like 50%, or, you know, if there's meal, but I want to put those on my plate. So I'm also getting satiated and full, but then I'll have some of the other things, but making sure my plate is more full with also vegetable options as well. But I love that idea of bringing things. I do that also.
Absolutely. That's a great tip, Amber. And I'm usually one of the only ones, probably I'd be with you at the veggie tray, right? But yeah, definitely a great strategy, because then, you know, you can still keep snacking and enjoying yourself, but you know that, you know, you're not indulging too much.
Yeah. Okay, Laura. So you've taken us through some of the great strategies in this flat tummy diet. And if people want to know more, they can go take your quiz and we'll put that up, but it'll be in the show notes. So your own experience, you did some of these things that were part of your flat tummy diet. What was it, that about 8 years ago? And what were the biggest changes you noticed in you?
Yeah. So I would say, I mean, definitely helped with my confidence and my self-esteem, you know, just feeling good about myself, you know, getting dressed in the morning, you know, just being able to fit into my jeans. I mean, that was the first thing I would say. And then, you know, just, it was, for me, it was the cravings and actually feeling more in control and the awareness around eating and really paying attention to what I was putting in my mouth and not just mindlessly eating things, right? So I think it created this awareness for me around food and how food affects my body. Mm-hmm. And how I can have the body that I want as long as I pay attention to what I'm eating, you know, making sure I'm getting in enough exercise and still allowing myself to have, you know, the odd cheat. Usually I'll do, you know, once a week, because I mean, that's life, but it's not an everyday thing. So no longer is this an everyday thing for me. It's now something that I have as a treat or a cheat, because I know that I'll never achieve the goals that I want, or I'll never feel good if I'm indulging in sugar or unhealthy foods every single day.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like, you know, right away you started to notice some changes. So those jeans were fitting again, a little bit looser, you're more in control, but it also sounds like you're very aware of what your goals are. You know, you do have a certain kind of body that you want to maintain. And it sounds like you're prioritizing those goals over the treats, over the junk, over the sugar, which feel good and can be exciting and maybe even a way of bonding. But your priority actually is to say, and come up with some way of doing that in your mind, saying, no, I actually don't want those things. Those aren't my priority.
Absolutely. Another thing too, that, you know, I think is important to note is that, you know, I do have my moments and my days when, you know, I do mindlessly eat something or eat something that I shouldn't be eating. you know, because I'm human. And so I feel like it allows me to relate to my clients when they say, you know what, I messed up today. And I say, you know what, that's okay, because tomorrow's a new day and you're going to get back on it. So it's important to sort of forgive yourself and to love yourself, because you're going to have those ups and downs. You're going to have things happen in your life where you may eat something that you wish you didn't have. And so you just have to love yourself through it and say, it's okay, tomorrow's a new day. And just get back on it and not say, well, you know, I messed up, that's it, I'm done. Because, you know, life is going to happen. And so I think it's really important to realize that, you know, it's not all over just because, you know, you ate the cookie.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And I think so many of us, it's like we break that rule, whatever the rule is in our head, whether it's in our head or someone told it to us, but we're like, oh, I can't have that. So it either goes two ways. Now, because I can't have it, I need to eat all the things and I'll start again tomorrow. Or I need to quit, right? And I think either of those, we can just like let it go and move on and do the next right thing. And we actually don't have to give up. And we just need to remember that. And I so value this piece of wisdom you just shared with us.
Thank you. I hope it helps. I mean, it definitely helps me because, I've been in that situation many times. And, you know, it's just so important that it's a journey. You have to realize this is a journey and this is your life. And, you know, if you just focus on incorporating healthy foods into your diet rather than what you can't have, focus on what you can have, then I feel like it's a lot easier.
Absolutely. So Laura, if people want to know more about you, follow you, learn more about the flat tummy diet, where can they find you?
Right. So definitely go, probably the easiest way would be to go to laurajacksonfitness.com or dumbbellsandhighheels.com. And you can follow my social media from both those pages.
Okay. Amazing, Laura. Thank you so much. So is there anything I haven't asked you about that you're like, you know what, I really feel like the burning desire to share this or let people know before we get off our call today?
You know what? I don't think so. I mean, you ask really great questions, Amber, and I absolutely love your podcast. And I just really appreciate everyone listening to this today. And, you know, if I can ever help or be assistance or answer any questions, please feel free to reach out to me at any time. I'm here to help.
Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you, Amber. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions, so please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.